In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I would like to continue talking about how to make the home a church in miniature. And I hope this awareness is just becoming more clear to you that prayer, holiness is not just for church. Holiness, prayer, virtuous living, this is for our daily lives, and this is to be in the home. And the home is a very special place. That's where we are formed, where we are raised, where we have this family, this communication between father and mother and children. And this is the first society in which we enter. And then, of course, the next society we enter is the Catholic Church through baptism, if we're baptized in infancy. And then we gradually enter more into the larger society of, well, what we call society and, you know, just the daily, the living as part of the country. So let's try to just grow in that awareness. The church in miniature, that's a way to describe the home. Also, it's been called the domestic church. And St. John Chrysostom is the one who urges this understanding. So we've talked about in the last two Sundays, points one and two. The third point today is celebrating religious anniversaries or milestones in the family. So I would like to talk about that, and then also a couple of other points before I close. I remember listening to a podcast. It was on a Catholic show of some kind, and it was a mother was being interviewed as to various aspects of being a Catholic wife and mother, and you know what she was doing in her home. And I remember her saying, "My children get three cakes every year." And says one on their feast day, well, one on their birthday, but they also got one for their feast day. You know, that to honor the name of the saint that they were given in baptism. And she wanted to make sure there's a point to celebrate that. And also on the anniversary of the children, each one of their baptisms. Why? Because baptism is the spiritual birthday. If we celebrate the physical birthday, why not? And with even greater reason, celebrate one's spiritual birthday. So there you have an effort by one mother anyway to promote the idea of anniversaries. She wanted them to thank God, and they had, of course, a celebration. And she wanted to thank God for giving them life and coming into this world for their physical birthday. She wanted them to reflect upon the importance of looking up to and imitating their baptismal patron. And also, thirdly, to remember their spiritual birthday. So anniversaries are really important. And if we want to know what God thinks about it, what does God think about anniversaries? Just read how God instructed and demanded the observance on a yearly basis of the Passover. Remember what the Passover was. After some 400 years of slavery in Egypt, the time had come for the chosen people to be delivered from Egypt, and it didn't come easy. The Pharaoh did not want these people to leave. They were a source of taxes. They were a source, eventually, even towards the end of this terrible period, of slavery. He didn't want to give this up. And God had to visit 10 plagues upon the Pharaoh and upon the land of Egypt. And it was only after the 10th plague, when God struck dead the firstborn of every family, including the Pharaoh. But the Jewish people, they were delivered from that death of the eldest in the family. The angel of death passed over their houses that were marked with the blood of the Lamb on the doorway. And there was a ritual that they went through. They sacrificed a lamb. They sprinkled the blood on the doorposts. They were to eat a special meal. And they were to eat it in traveling clothes and even standing so that they could start traveling on the minute's notice. And they started traveling that night, if I'm not mistaken. The Pharaoh finally relented after all of the firstborn of the country were dying. Of course, he repented of it later on and tried to catch up with them and destroy them, but he and his army got drowned in the Red Sea. But here's the point. God commanded them to observe the Passover every single year, to go through that same experience and to remember. So why? So they would not forget the blessings. They would not forget the protection. They would not forget how God guided them and took care of them in that time of great suffering. So every year, this is one of the greatest observances in the Jewish law for hundreds and hundreds of years thereafter. The Passover meal, the Passover rituals, the sacrificing of a Paschal lamb. So God knows, and we realize this, he knows how important anniversaries are. So these are the anniversaries, as this book, Towards Happiness and Holiness in Marriage, points out. Celebrate marriage anniversaries. Celebrate baptism anniversaries. Celebrate feast days. These come every year. Celebrate the vows that your son or daughter take in the religious life. What a special anniversary that is. You know, the year has this beautiful rhythm to it, 365 days plus every year. And there's just a beautiful rhythm to it. And we go through the four seasons. And it never gets old. And every year we have Christmas, every year we have Easter, every year we have Corpus Christi, every year we have the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, and on and on and on. And we're reminded of these great truths. That's what anniversaries do for us. And we need to celebrate them in the religious way. Why celebrate marriage? Because that was the day that, at least with both husband and wife were baptized, they received the sacrament of matrimony. Christ became present in their lives in a special way from that moment on, that those that are not baptized do not benefit from. You know, there's something about anniversaries, a truth or a value or a realization that can be had on an anniversary that cannot be had on the day that it first started. If I could illustrate here, you know, when a couple has been married for some 25 years or 40 years or 50 years, they have something that those getting married on on their day of marriage do not have, and that's the experience of all of those years of self-sacrificing, giving, and commitment. That remains to be seen. That remains to be seen. And by the grace of God, thankfully, so often it does end up being one beautiful anniversary after another. And sometimes God blesses them with, you know, 50 years. 50 years from first profession as religious. 50 years married. 50 years of priesthood. So God constructed this year to give us this opportunity to observe anniversaries. They are days of thanksgiving. They are days of celebration. They are days of recommitment. They are days of grace. And this is what helps to make the family or the home a church in miniature. So I urge you then to a religious, or at least include that religious aspect in the anniversaries that you celebrate. They will be, of course, very beneficial. They always are. And for you individually and as a family. And even for the parish, it's something to celebrate. Anniversaries that happen. We take note of them. We thank God for these. The other two points I wanted to at least briefly reflect on is family prayer. And this is basically a given throughout all these considerations of the home as a church in miniature. Pray together. I just love what Father Patrick Peyton said as part of his Rosary Crusade. The family that prays together stays together. There are so many graces that you gain by praying together that you will not have otherwise. Remember the value of group prayer. You always increase the power of each other's prayer. It has a multiplier effect. So the more people are there, the more powerful that prayer is. Which is not to say we shouldn't pray when we're by ourselves. But you always benefit more. There will be always more graces that come about through group prayer. St. John Marie Vianney's illustration of this is, you know, it says, to point out the difference between lighting one straw on fire and lighting a pile of straws on fire. The single straw burns out very quickly, barely lasts at all. But when you light several or more, or even a pile of straw, then you get a much bigger result. And today, as we reflect on St. Dominic, Our Lady giving him the rosary, again, I cannot urge you enough to pray the rosary as families, to pray them together, pray them at other times. This is given from heaven. It is for us to use. That prophecy from the Middle Ages, one day through the rosary and the scapular, the world will be saved, is very instructive. And then we have the Mother of God herself saying at Fatima to bring about the end of the horrors of World War I, pray the rosary daily for peace. I rest my case. What more can you say? And one last point I would like to make, it wasn't in the book, but that is, at least on occasion, read a spiritual book together as a family. Yes, I know people are going to have to turn on or disregard electronic devices and reschedule other events that they had, but just sit and listen. There's a lot of benefit to that. And as I look back and my growing up years, I remember and my parents reading during Lent, you know, during part of dinner or after dinner, after we were done eating, we read together from spiritual reading on the Passion of Our Lord. It's I can just see it happening right now. It's like it happened yesterday. I also remember we read a book on the life of St. John Bosco. And, you know, just a few pages at a time. And it's a point of reference for the whole family. You can all say, by the way, do you remember what was said in that book? Or what was, remember that? You see, and it's helping you not just individually, but collectively. And just one other point regarding reading. St. Augustine says this, St. Jerome says this. He says, or they say, when we pray, we speak to God. When we read, God speaks to us. That's how we hear God. We just heard God speaking to us when we heard the words of the epistle and gospel. So just wanted to encourage you with these things. So let us pray for each other, pray for each other's homes, that they may grow in their spiritual strength, grow in their spirit, just spiritually grow. And these, just take, to, you know, use these suggestions as given from this book and from the sermons that are given. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.